Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and man, do we have an unbelievable show planned for you. It is the single-handed best time of year right now. We got NBA back as of tonight. We're going to talk that. We got college football rolling, NFL in full swing, Champions League action today. We got it all covered. We got DJ Shields joining us up next. We're going to talk some NFL. I mean, there's some surprising teams who sit with the best records against the spread. Number one, the Colts. How crazy is that? Unbelievable games last night. I mean, are the Ravens really this good? Are they legit? And can they actually take down Kansas City, who just at this point seems inevitable? NBA is back in full swing. We have my New York Knicks taking on the reigning champion Celtics in Boston tonight. The new look Knicks, not the Nova Knicks. They got broken up after about 2 weeks. And we got the Timberwolves and the Lakers. Bronny Jr., is he going to get some action? I don't think so. Timberwolves, let's see how they look. They were unbelievably fun to watch in the playoffs. Obviously, they got shaken up in the offseason with Kat headed to New York. And just some unbelievable Champions League soccer. We're going to have my co-host for First Touch, Nico Beefsauce, joining us around the 22-25-minute mark on the hour to talk these absolutely insane Champions League games that we had today. Just the shock for me, Aston Villa sitting at the top. To go back to this Ravens-Bucks game, just real unfortunate for the Buccaneers seeing Godwin, who had a terrible, terrible leg injury. Another one, just so unfortunate. He was having an unbelievable season. He was actually fantasy receiver one going into the week. He goes uninjured. Mike Evans has a hamstring. And then the Cardinals and Chargers game, it was a bit of a snoozer. Cardinals finished on top. We'll certainly get into all of that coming up. We're bringing in DJ Shields. I know he's bringing the energy. I'm bringing the energy. Stay right where you are. Sports Overnight America rolls on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Do not move. You are not going to want to miss this next hour. It will be jam-packed with action, baby. We're coming right back. I'm Tyler Levine, Sports Overnight America.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there. All right, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler. Programming note, such an exciting interview coming tomorrow with Baseball Hall of Famer Tony La Russa. He's going to be on speaking about PenFed Foundation, a national veterans organization. They're feeding veterans, taking care of rescued animals. A really exciting interview. We'll get a little bit more into it later on. But for now, let's get him in. The man, the myth, the legend, DJ Shields. How we doing, my man?
Tyler, what's going on, buddy? I'm excited to be here, and, you know, we're going to give it to them like we always do. Let's go.
Yes, sir, baby. Yes, sir. Hey, I got to start with these Baltimore Ravens because for a second, the Bucs, they win the coin toss. They say, give us the ball. They march down the field, and they score. They look so good, but, I mean, dude, what is going on with this Ravens team? They win 41-31. It looks a lot closer than it really was. I mean, are they the team to beat, or are you still rocking with the Chiefs who are sitting at 6-0?
Well, we can separate it like this. So I'll start with Lamar Jackson, man. He's one of those guys that he's been dominant through his career in the regular season. You know, it usually takes a couple weeks to get going, but when they get going, they just dominate. And when you got Derrick Henry, they can run a college-type offense. They can run the spread you out, hand it to him, fake to him. Lamar can keep it. It gets crazy, and it's very hard to stop. You're dealing with a Michael Vick-type player with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, which the Cowboys missed, so and I'll throw that out there, is just still a star. So that's very hard to stop. The Ravens did look very good last night. The Bucs started very hot. And I think the problem was they started hot. Baker had those few interceptions that cost him in the red zone. And then you get Mike Evans and you get Chris Godwin hurt. And he still almost came back. And I know there was an onside kick, so it looks a little better than it was. But the Bucs competed. I think that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are – one of the teams to beat, but I'll go back to what I stated at first. Patrick Mahomes, every time they get in the playoffs, he turns up at the right time. Lamar Jackson is almost like Dak Prescott. When he gets in the playoffs, he sees ghosts, and he's an awesome professional athlete. I love the guy, but when he goes against Patrick Mahomes, he can't beat him. He's beat him one time in the regular season. He will not beat him in the playoffs. Chiefs win the third Super Bowl in a row, and that's it.
Wow, Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. I want to run through this real quick. Lamar's line last night, because everyone talks about him as a runner. 17 for 22, 281 yards passing, 5 touchdowns. And to boot with that, 52 rushing yards. And then we got Derrick Henry here, 15 carries, 169 yards. He had the rushing touchdown. I mean, let's listen just this guy in his last, let's call it, you know, since week 3, 151 yards, 199 yards, 92 yards, 132, 169. This is almost an unstoppable offense, it looks like. But, like you said, we'll see in the playoffs. And I got to ask you just, you know, moving forward for the Bucs,
They obviously started the year. They were looking pretty good. Is this kind of a bust season now with, you know, Chris Godwin's looking like he's going to be done for the season and Mike Evans, who knows how long. You know, what's their future look like throughout the rest of the season for you?
I don't think so, man, because I think the type of guy Baker Mayfield is, you know, he left Cleveland. He had all that crazy things going on. Then he went to L.A. He kind of revived himself. And then when he goes to Tampa Bay, everybody is like, oh, you have to take Tom Brady's place, and that's a big task. He came in, he won the locker room over, and he has done nothing but produce. I know Mike Evans could be out for – he's going to be kind of a week-to-week Godwin probably for the season. But look last night at the young guys that stepped up. Those young guys that stepped up, he was slinging it to White. He was slinging it to Palmer. Palmer's actually a Louisiana kid that came from – he trained with my guy Derrick Brown that was on my podcast last week. The kid is a stud. He's going to keep slinging it around. He's going to find the go-to guys. Get his team pumped up. The Bucs aren't done. Look for the Bucs to still go deep in the playoffs with that young talent that they have.
I'm loving it. Cade Otton has been unbelievable as well. I know he's going to be being picked up on waiver wires all over. I want to shift over. I know you are Texas-based. You are Texas through and through. And next week, Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys are taking on the Niners in Niners territory. Obviously, the Niners are dealing with just an unbelievable amount of injuries. We saw Ayuk is going to be done for the year towards ACL. Debo Samuel is out with pneumonia. We know, obviously, Christian McCaffrey. We haven't seen him yet this season. What are your thoughts? Is it? I mean, the Cowboys have to win this game, no?
You're dealing with a very upset 49ers team because they can never beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has, we talk about this, and with Lamar Jackson and him, and he's got 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, but somehow he's still winning. He wins at the right time. And let's go to Dak Prescott. Not hating on the guy. He's a great NFL quarterback. He's a star athlete, but he cannot win the big games. He cannot win when the pressure's on. You're getting a mad San Francisco team that's limping, that knows they should be dominating the division. I think the Cowboys go there, and I think the Cowboys, Brock Purdy finds his targets like he should. He's a very good quarterback from Iowa State. He finds his targets, and I think they whip up on the Cowboys.
You think they're going to cover the -4 line that you know it opened up at?
No doubt about it. I think they beat them at least by 14 plus. Take the alternative line, take the money, and then you guys can check me out. When you take the money, check me out at Limitless Sports Picks. Sorry, Tyler, I had to throw this in.
No, of course, I was about to.
On Instagram, and you guys check out our podcast at winners_only_podcast. You guys check us out there. But yeah, 49ers all the way, man. They're gonna take it to the Cowboys, and that's that.
Let's chat, because I'm a big NFL gambler myself. I was so shocked to see that the Colts are sitting at 6-1 against the spread to start the season, covering 85.7% of the time. Who have been your go-to teams? I know, obviously, with this stuff, it's very week-to-week. It's matchup-based. You got to look at these lines. You know, who have been your go-to teams? Because I know for me, there's always that one team that I ride all season long. Moving forward, you know, now that we're on week 8 coming up, you know, where do you see teams kind of finishing up moving forward? Who do you got as a team that you can really rely on week-to-week?
So it's been, like you said, what's funny is Indianapolis, they have been one of my teams. I like that team. I think that they fight hard. I think they're resilient. They have covered the spread several times. So they have been one of the teams that we've kind of rode on. Now, they haven't been more straight bets. They've been more in teasers and things like that. But I definitely like the Colts. I think, you know, the Packers have been covering machines. I went against them when we lost that 10-team. We lost that 10-team parlay by the L.A. Rams, missing that extra point. It was so sad. 100 would have won $56K for our clients, and the other 100 that we had the whole money line would have won $566. But you keep moving. The Packers have been covering machines. I should have had them. That was a bad pick by me. But I think the Packers, the Colts, Minnesota and Detroit are pretty solid, right? Those guys are pretty solid. I think if you want to bet against teams going somewhere, I think you bet against the Jets. Everybody's hype on Aaron Rodgers. And I was a little bit too at the first of the season, but it's showing that with Aaron Rodgers, they're not doing any better than when they had Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson
Isn't
has a better record than Aaron Rodgers with the same guys, and that's crazy to me.
So insane. The Jets are -7 going into New England, where they have historically just been absolutely terrible. And the Pats don't have much going for them. They're sitting at 1-6. But the one thing that they have is pretty solid corners, and I think that this one should be tight as well. I am leaning towards the Pats. One of the games that I really have my eyes on, just because of all the drama going on with Nick Sirianni, is the Eagles going into Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a -2.5-point favorite. A win here would put them at 4-4. They're 0-3 at home. Are they going to get their first win against the Eagles here at home?
Man, let me tell you a little something, Tyler Levine, about that boy they call Joey Burrow. Joey Burrow is the Iceman Burrow from around the way, and he's a bad dude. With his blonde hair, it don't matter what he's got going on, that is a bad dude. Joey Burrow can have no team, and this is where some of the quarterbacks in the league, they miss, right? And I pick up on this. He can have no team. You can take all his guys away. Ja'Marr Chase can come in after a couple games. You can take Mixon away, and Joey Burrow can take his team, put him on his back, barely lose to Kansas City, still get him to 4-4, and no, he's a bad man, and he's taking Cincinnati to the playoffs. The Bengals better be excited, because that boy Burrow is going to get him there.
I got to ask now, because you know, we've been seeing the headlines all over, real quick. Tua coming back. Are the Dolphins going to turn it around? Are they going to cover -3 this week against the Cardinals at home? Or are they still kind of a joke?
You know what? The Arizona Cardinals are every other week, right? They win every other week. That's kind of how they've been. And it looks like since they beat San Diego, they squeaked past them. Kyler Murray had that long touchdown run. Shout out to him because I love the way he plays. And the dude, if y'all didn't notice, he is fast as heck. He can get down that sideline and score. But they're going to run into some problems, and they will get beat. And Arizona Cardinals will not win this week. You got it right.
DJ, thank you so much, man. It's been great. Limitless Sports Picks and Winners Only Podcast. It's been DJ Shields with us here on Sports Women in America. DJ, thank you so much. Coming up next, we have my co-host on for such, Nico Beef Sauce, and we're going to break down the Champions League action that we saw today here on Sports Overnight America. Do not move. We have so much more coming your way. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on iHeartRadio. Tune in, simple radio and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. And with me for this next segment, my co-host on First Touch, Nico Beefsauce. Let's bring him in because we have so much Champions League action to discuss that went down today. Nico, how we doing, my man? What an afternoon, huh?
My goodness, what a time to be alive and watch Champions League action with all these goals, comebacks, very beautiful goals indeed today, Tyler. You missed out on a great one, my friend.
I know. I was telling Nico, I was in the midst of a meeting as the action was going down in Madrid as Real Madrid takes down Borussia Dortmund 5-2. However, that's not the story here. The story is that Borussia Dortmund, after being dismantled in the Champions League final last season to Real Madrid, they were up 2-0 through Malin, who scored in the 30th, and Gittens, who scored in the 34th. They banged two back-to-back. I'm getting the notifications. My jaw's on the floor. And then I remember they're playing Real Madrid in the Champions League and that this game is not over. It took Madrid 60 minutes to get their first goal, and they ended with five. Rudiger scores in the 60th. Vinicius Jr. in the 62nd. Vasquez in the 83rd. And then Vinicius again in the 86th. And 93rd minute to get his second half hat trick. Nico, let's start with Vinny Jr. because, I mean, this guy is flying and is in the front running spot to take home his first Ballon d'Or coming up in just a couple of weeks. Easy, easy, easy. Is he the best player in the world for you right now?
He's the best player in the world, and he, I think, can overpass Neymar's lazy progress where he went to PSG, sat back, relaxed, didn't want to go into defensive drills and just wanted to be a diva. This guy's going to overcome Neymar's greatness, man. I'm telling you. The Champions League wins. Madrid goes down 2-0 today. They're facing a lot of adversity. They're playing at home. They lost their last game to Lille in France, and they have a must-win game. They go down 2-0 at halftime, and they come out with a ton of pressure on the ball. Dortmund couldn't breathe when Real Madrid was putting pressure on them. The first goal, Mbappe assists Rudiger on a very, very easy header from the small box, and then accidentally assists the second goal to Vinny because Schlotterbeck does a beautiful poke of the ball as Mbappe is about to finish. Vinny ends up finishing in an empty net, and then you have Lucas Vazquez with a beautiful shot from the right side of the box.
Gorgeous.
Right onto the opposite corner of the keeper. Couldn't do anything. Vinny finishes up with a hat trick. This game was absolutely electric.
The goal to go up 4-2. Vinny gets the ball probably 20 yards behind his own half, in his own half. Takes the entire left sideline, cuts in, curls it in. Just class. And I'm going to say, I agree. I think that Vinny will end with a better legacy in terms of accomplishments and trophies than Neymar. However, I am not even close to buying into the conversation that Vinny is even half the player that Neymar was and could have been. But with that being said, that was not all the action we had. Let's talk about Aston Villa because they win 2-0 against Bologna. And look, that's not necessarily a massively impressive win. They score in the 55th through John McGinn, and Duran again scores in the 64th. This guy's a stud, first of all. Villa is 3-0 on 9 points with a +6 goal differential at the top of the Champions League table. And remember, we have a new format this year. It's not the group stages. So there's just one table, and amongst all these teams, Real Madrid, Liverpool, City, Leverkusen, the list goes on, they are sitting alone at the top. What does this mean for a club like Aston Villa and all that they have been through? You know, we look back, I think it was 8 years ago, they were tied with Preston 3-3. Fans were throwing cabbage on the field, and now here they are sitting alone at the top of the Champions League table. How about Aston Villa, huh?
Yeah, you easily level up in these games. You easily level up, and you manage to beat Bologna at home, go up 3-0. And here's the thing. Both Aston Villa and Arsenal today came out with a lot of subs. And they came out to these games wanting to win them, but also wanting to rest their star players. And it's not easy to win in Champions League games. Teams are going to fight to the nail. They're not going to let you score easy. Bologna came out with a low block. They missed a really nice chance in the first half to score. Aston Villa gets the job done. John Duran, what a moment for the Colombian kid, scoring his first Champions League goal at 20 years of age. What an accomplishment. This is an open invitation to Marty. Marty, send us to a Champions League game. The aura is absolutely amazing. Marty, please get this done for us. We'll go out there. We'll make amazing content for you. And fans are going to get to see, United States fans are going to get to see what the aura of Champions League is. I mean, today, the Bernabeu, even through the TV, you could hear the fans screaming, and that comeback made them go even wilder than before.
AC Milan get their first win in Champions League play. Christian Pulisic scores again. He's having an unbelievable start to the season for AC Milan, and it's just further cementing himself as the best U.S. player of all time, in my eyes. I don't even think it's really debatable at this point after what we've seen him do. He has won a Champions League with Chelsea. Granted, he wasn't really in the situation that he's in now. I mean, he is one of the go-to guys, if not the go-to guy for AC Milan, and he's delivering more than anybody on that team. They win 3-1 over Club Brugge. Some other notes, Arsenal do sneak by Shakhtar only through an own goal. And listen, they were not playing their starters necessarily, but this is a huge win for them. They sit fourth in the Champions League table with 2 wins and a draw on 7 points. And that's not it, Nico, because we have a ton of action tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest game of this, you know, 2-3 day span being Bayern Munich going to Barcelona. With all of the history that this matchup has, with all of the aura that is in this game, you have Lewandowski playing his former team. We have Barcelona trying to make up for all of the failures that they've had against this Bayern Munich team. Vincent Kompany leading a Bayern Munich team. Harry Kane in this matchup. I mean, there is just so many storylines, so much to talk about. Who do you have in this game, and what do you expect to see as things unfold at 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on Paramount Plus?
Listen, Barcelona is facing Bayern Munich at home, and on Sunday we have the Clásico. What a back-to-back nightmare for this team. But listen, Barcelona is a historic team. I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to play with spite. They're going to play with some revenge type of behavior, because Bayern Munich has spanked Barcelona so many times when they were weak. I feel like Barcelona now is the most on-form team that there is in Europe, based on having one of the most talented players in the world, arguably one of the most talented players in the world, Lamine Yamal. I think Barcelona wins it tomorrow, and if Bayern gets a red or they're in a really, really bad day, they're in for a lot of goals.
Bayern Munich did lose at Aston Villa, and I'm just going to say this. I think Barcelona are, you know, 2-3 times the team that Aston Villa are. They are 9 wins, 0 draws, and only 1 loss in league play. They sit on 27 points with a plus 23 goal differential. Their attack is lethal. They have Rafinha, who's been playing on the left, Lewandowski up front. They have Lamal on the right. They have Pedri. Gavi is returned. They have a very good defense. Obviously
Dani Olmo is returning too.
Dani Olmo is back. I know Ter Stegen is out for the season. He had an injury, yep, which is very unfortunate for them because they haven't got off to such a good start in the league. And obviously they fumbled at Monaco in the Champions League. Barcelona are sitting in 19th on 3 points. Bayern Munich are also in 18th. They're only 1 spot above. Same thing in 3 points. The only thing separating them is a plus 2 goal differential. Now, Nico, I got to ask, because this is, for the first time in a very long time, it feels like there isn't exactly one really clear favorite to win the Champions League. We said it a couple years ago with City. We said it last year with Real Madrid. And normally, if you look at paper, everyone's going to say, oh, Real Madrid are the favorite. You look at what they did today, oh, Real Madrid are the favorite. But they have not exactly gotten off to the best start of the Kylian Mbappe era. There's a lot of reports surfacing that there's issues with drama. It's very normal on these super teams with all of these egos that have to be balanced out. Yeah. And calling it for what it is, Dortmund were up 2-0. if they're playing a team, and I'm not saying Dortmund is not a good team, they've had a fantastic start, they're fifth in the Champions League table. You know, you give up a 2-0 lead to a team that's more solid defensively. Let's say, for example, a Liverpool or an Arsenal, where they are very solid defensive teams, even a Barcelona, it can be very difficult. And you don't expect to see, when you're down 2-0 at halftime, to win the game 5-2. That's not normal. That doesn't happen too often. Who do you expect to win the Champions League?
Who's your my initial prediction was Liverpool, if you remember. That's who I thought was going to be the winner of this Champions League. I feel like a lot of players are playing their last season at Liverpool, whether they're going to get a transfer or whether their contract is expiring. I really, really like their start to the season. I mean, obviously having one loss to Nottingham Forest at home, which was an absolute fluke of a game. But listen, Real Madrid have to figure out some stuff, because in the first half, they were very dull. Mbappe was making the same movement, the same run off the ball. He had two defenders on him at all time. They thrive when space is open, and they thrive when they can get Vini and Mbappe to play one-on-one. And as soon as these teams get tired after the 50th, 60th minute of constantly doing double coverage on these guys, they're in huge trouble. I can't wait to see how Madrid is going to evolve in this season. I feel like this isn't even close to what they can play. They're just showing us a sample right now. But based on what I've seen so far, Barcelona and Liverpool seem to be the strongest teams in Europe.
I think I might ride with Barcelona, and I like that. I like that a lot. All right, Nico, thank you so much. We will be live for a Such Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, right here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. Coming up next, an awesome interview with Marty Terrell and Penelope Ann Miller. I'll join back right after to wrap things up. Do not move, guys. You're not going to want to miss what's coming up next here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Nico, thank you so much. And we will be right back with Marty Terrell and Penelope Ann Miller.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. So glad to welcome Penelope Ann Miller. Her theater and film credits are too lengthy in this 10-minute piece, but she stars in the home entertainment release of Reagan, available for purchase. Right now, Blu-ray coming up in November. I'll give you more details on that. But let's welcome her. Penelope, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I finally woke up. I had to get up at the crack of dawn. You are my last but not least, and I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I am really fascinated by this. I don't need to get into political persuasion. This had to be, you know, and I want to focus in this on Reagan. We know about Ronald Reagan. I live in Iowa. He was a radio announcer at WHO right down the road from where I sit right now. Film actor from Dixon, Illinois. Along comes Nancy, his second marriage. Before that, Jane Wyman. Yeah. Here's what I want to know, more than anything yet. How did you possibly prepare for the role as Nancy Reagan in this film? Because I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you it wasn't easy. Go ahead. Let's hear.
No, I mean, definitely it was the most, you know, my 40-year career, the most challenging, daunting, scary, difficult roles to take on. And honestly, I had to question myself and think, can I do this? Can I portray this really iconic, very famous, very well-known woman that most people, if they ever saw her, you know, knew anything about her, certainly have an opinion, and we'll do a comparison. And so, you know, the most important thing I could do is just delve into as much research. It was probably the most research I've ever done on a role. But I read her memoir. Thank God she had one. That really was like my Bible during the movie. I read it over and over and over again. I mean, the pages are tattered and dog-eared and highlighted. And luckily, I worked with the writer and the director a lot in collaborating with them in developing this role because Nancy was such an important part of Reagan, Ronald Reagan's life and his, you know, trajectory into the White House. So I just did that. I talked to her press secretary, Sheila Tate. She wrote a book called Lady in Red. I read that a bunch of times. I read this other book by Mark Weinberg about who worked for the Reagans. And I talked to anybody I could. And then, of course, watched video, looked at interviews, photographs, you name it. Because obviously, not only did I have to play her, but I had to look like her. So the hair, the wardrobe was so important because she had a very iconic look. I mean, she was known to be a fashion icon anyway, but she had a very, from even when her acting days to being the governor, first lady of California to then the White House, I mean, she had very distinctive looks. So the wigs were important, you know, so all of that helped me get into character. And like I said, her memoir was, I was able to look at her or feel, understand her from her perspective. You don't get many opportunities like that. Because I could, you know, she would tell, she went through her journey, and I could hear how she felt about things and what she said, and I would even go to the writer, and I said, well, she said this when he was, you know, the attempted assassination on his life. She said, if you don't drive me there, I'm going to walk, and they put that in the movie, and She said when she went into the hospital, she said, he needs to know I'm here. I need to see, he needs, you know, they were trying to keep her out. He needs to know I'm here. I mean, all that stuff was just like gold. So I got lucky in that respect. And then hopefully I was able to channel her. I didn't want to play a caricature or one dimensional. So, yeah, I mean, it was a lot, definitely.
No question. And you know what I love about this? First of all, it's dropping at a most polarizing political time. I mean, seriously, this is going to be front and center right here in the heart of a very important election. You know, she was highly educated at All Women Smith College, Gloria Steinem, some other decorated alums. I'm right near that college where I grew up in Western Mass. The reason why I say that, she came across to some people, Penelope, is very haughty and very entitled, which I don't know. You know, in the world we live in, they were pre-internet and all this other stuff going on with social media. But was she understood, misunderstood? And let's be right up front. She was not cool about recreational drugs, and she authored the Just Say No, which still resonates to this very day.
Absolutely.
Could you weigh on?
No, I mean,
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I look, even my perception of her before I delved into, you know, doing my research and finding more about her, I sort of felt like she sort of was this very, you know, maybe cold, aloof. I mean, she had a certain stature about her. She, you know, she just didn't come off like the warm and fuzzy type by any means. And you certainly didn't want to get in her crosshairs. And she was fiercely protective of her husband. I think a lot of it was a protective mechanism because as I discovered more about her, you know, she was an incredibly loyal, very generous, adored her husband. They definitely had a playful side, which, you know, you see in the film. But, you know, the people that worked with her really respected her and really adored her. And I didn't come across people who didn't like her, and that I found really interesting because I talked to a lot of people, and I think they really appreciated her. I think, like I said, I think that demeanor that people perceive her as, I think, you know, was just that, was just her, you know, maybe being the protector and protective, And I feel like, you know, she was definitely misunderstood. And I think, and she was called the Dragon Lady during the White House years. She said she cried like most of those 8 years in the White House. I mean, people don't even know that. She was really vilified a lot. And, you know, they adored Reagan, and he was the great communicator, and he was beloved, but they called her the Dragon Lady. And she was hurt by that and didn't really understand why. But like I said, I do think it was a misperception, and she even wrote in her book that she was misunderstood. I think this is why she even wrote the book, and you know, it's titled My Turn to Tell the Story.
right.
She's very human and very. She had a lot of stature about her and regal, you know, and. I don't know. I respected her and admired her a lot more after getting to know her. You know, not, obviously I'd met her when I was a young girl, but, you know, I didn't know her. But it was very interesting because, you know, we both, Dennis and I, wanted to play them, you know, as real human beings, you know, as famous as they were. We didn't want to play caricatures. So it was important, I think, that we, you know, showed all aspects. I'm not saying she was a perfect person by any means, but multi-layered for sure.
I think this is awesome. Opposite of Dennis Quaid, the amazing Penelope Ann Miller. We are so grateful. Reagan is now available for purchase on digital download, available for rental on video demand November 1. And to own it, Blu-ray, November 19th. We never have enough time, but you know what? Sometimes that's a good thing. Less is more. You've had a hectic schedule. We are so grateful for you, Penelope. And you know what? I want to say, among all your credits, Kindergarten Cop. You killed it. No, I'm just kidding. We love you. We really do. You are a...
Yeah, thank you. I that was a fun movie. I've come a long way from that to Reagan, but Nancy Reagan. But anyway, I hope you get, if you haven't seen the movie, Now you can see it at home. It did well in the theaters. People love it. It had a 98% approval rating and a cinema score of A. So the audiences are loving it, and I think we all want to go back to the 80s. So it's a time to get nostalgic and learn something about our history and hopefully be entertained at the same time. So
you got it. Penelope, thank you. I hope we double back someday with you. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it. You star as Nancy Reagan in Reagan, and again, we so appreciate you popping on. Have a good day. Have a good week. Thank you so much. As we come back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Love you came to my rescue.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. What a great interview that was. Mark Dunn, actress Ann Miller, who plays Nancy Reagan in the Reagan film. It is available for purchase now, Amazon Prime, Apple TV. I'm very excited to watch. I'm going to be getting to that tonight after we are off. And tomorrow, an awesome, awesome interview that I'm super excited for. Baseball Hall of Famer Tony La Russa. Obviously, he's known for his accomplishments on the field, but he has passions beyond sport. He's helping veterans and rescuing animals. Him and his family are starting a new non-for-profit to champion the human-animal connection, joining across with the Penfield Foundation, a national veterans organization, to spread the word. We're going to dig deep into that tomorrow.
with Tony La Russa. I'm fired up. But tonight, man, it is back. NBA's back, and I'm fired up. I said this in the beginning of the show. This is just by far the best time of year for sports. The NBA is officially back as of tonight. NFL is in week 8, right in the swing of things. We got college football rocking and rolling, Champions League, English Premier League, all of Europe's top 5 leagues of soccer. NHL is back as well. My New York Rangers are off to a great start. But tonight, the Knicks are going into Boston, the new-look Knicks. Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, and company are headed into Boston to take on the defending champions as they hang their 18th banner and start their campaign for number 19. Boston is a -5.5-point favorite. The over-under is set at 221.5. And I'm very curious to see how are the Knicks going to look, because just calling it for what it is, these are probably the two teams that are going to be favored to match up in the Eastern Conference Finals come May, June, whenever that series would be. And the Celtics, just calling it for what it is, they're the team to take down. I think that the pressure of winning a championship is now gone for guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They've been there. They've done that. They know what it takes to win. In tonight's matchup, some notable injuries. Porzingis is out. As we all know, Mitchell Robinson is out as well for a lengthy period of time. Thankfully, Karl-Anthony Towns will be in. And this is going to be a good one, man. It kicks off 7:30 p.m. TNT. I could not be more excited for this new look Knicks. It's probably the most excited I've ever been as a Knicks fan, just because my entire childhood and young adult life has been pretty much pain and misery. But that's not all we have in the NBA tonight, as the Timberwolves are going to the Lakers. The Timberwolves are -1.5-point favorites. Obviously, they were a huge part of this Karl-Anthony Towns trade. They get DiVincenzo and Julius Randle as well. So I'm curious to see how they look. They were an awesome team to watch in the playoffs. Anthony Edwards is just a joy to watch. The young talent, we saw him at the Olympics. He is such a vibrant personality. I'm not sure if you guys saw as well. They recreated Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards recreated the Kevin Garnett and Randy Moss photo from 20 years ago, whatever it is. Just two awesome athletes in Minnesota. I know their fan base is very fired up. And I think we finally have a Thursday night football game that isn't so much of a stinker that it can get us to tune in regardless of what else is happening, as the Vikings are going to Los Angeles and taking on the Rams on Prime Video. Minnesota's opening up as just a 3-point favorite with the over-under set at 48.5. Very curious to see how Minnesota responds from a last-second loss to Detroit. I think everyone was wondering, is this Minnesota team for real? I know they didn't take down the Lions, but it was a valiant effort, and they looked good. It's not like the Lions came in and kicked them around and kicked their teeth in and, you know, pretty much exposed them as being fraudulent. I think that, you know, exposed them as being fraudulent, kind of like what we saw Georgia do to Texas on the weekend, which was just so, so bad. You know, we saw a valiant effort out of Minnesota, and they looked good, but they're going to be taking on a Los Angeles Rams team that, look, they haven't had the best start to the season by any means. They're sitting at 2-4. They have been dealing with a lot of injuries. They're coming off losses to the Bears and Packers, which, I mean, pretty much identical losses. They lost 24-18 to the Bears. They lost 24-19 to the Packers. They did beat the Raiders, so they are coming off a win. I apologize for that. They beat the Raiders 20-15, which is not exactly in dominant fashion against a Raiders team that is not looking great outside of Brock Bowers, who is an absolute tank. He is on pace to beat Puka Nacua's receptions record for rookies. Again, Minnesota is going to Los Angeles Thursday at 8:15. And that's not all, man. We have so many juicy matchups on this NFL slate for the weekend. Most notably, the Dallas Cowboys are going into San Francisco. San Francisco is a -4-point favorite. DJ Shields had said that the Niners are pretty much going to walk all over the Cowboys. I am not so sure about it. DJ is sharp with these NFL picks, though, so I might have to ride along. And probably one of the stories of the season is the New York Jets sitting now at 2-5 after getting absolutely smoked by the Steelers. It looks like all of the same as last season when they had Zach Wilson as quarterback. Let's see if an extra week of reps helps Devontae Adams get more acclimated into that offense. And I want to give a shout-out to Army and Navy college football. Undefeated. Navy's taking on Notre Dame this weekend in East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium. They're taking on a 6-1, ranked 12 Notre Dame team, as Navy sits number 24 at 6-0. And I'm just saying it now. Watch out.
the Fighting Irish fans, because this Navy team is real. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Nolan Saladin. This is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back tomorrow with Tony Caruso, myself, Marty Terrell. I'm fired up. We'll see you tomorrow, baby. Let's rock.